It is more likely than not that the sea ice withdrawal in the Arctic Ocean will break all records this summer. More than half of some 23 computer models surveyed are now predicting the sea ice will pull back as far as it did in 2007 or farther. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The 2007 sea ice withdrawal shocked scientists and was way more melt than anyone had expected. The Northwest Passage was wide open and polar bears were seen swimming for their lives. In the 5 years since then, there's been a scramble to get a better handle on predicting how the sea ice is going to move. And for 5 years, it has not quite pulled back to the 1.65 million square miles that was seen in 2007. Those predictions are tracked and have been improving every year. Hayo Eichen of the University of Alaska Fairbanks compiles the predictions monthly for the Arctic Research Consortium, or ARCUS. This month, 12 of the 23 models are predicting a withdrawal as large or greater than 2007. The biggest reason for this is that scientists are getting a better fix on the thickness of the ice, and all over the Arctic Ocean, it's been getting thinner. This summer, a big hunk of the Petermann Glacier on Greenland broke off, and Eichen says there's been a big melt-off all over the Eurasian side of the Arctic.
Over on the Eurasian-Siberian side, they've had, you know, a very, very rapid and anomalously large ice retreat early in the season.
Thinner ice basically melts faster. And a new record withdrawal was made even more likely when on August 6th, a huge storm blew in and broke a lot of the ice up. And the effects of that storm are not included in the predictions just compiled. Evidence also comes in from a new European satellite, Cryosat 2, which was designed to measure ice thickness and shows a rapid disappearance rate. The U.S. satellite for measuring this, ICESat, has stopped functioning and won't be replaced for a few years yet. Eichen says they are doing the best they can to get all the ice thickness data they can find into the computer models.
To essentially put together the best sea ice thickness data set that we have on a very short time scale and make it available to all of these groups that are making predictions.
That effort includes remote sensing gathered for the oil companies and airplane overflights by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Because of the value of this data set that people at, or that the satellite system has started to collect, what's been happening is that NASA has a research plane that they essentially fly as if it were a satellite mission to fill in data in the interim and in those years in between.
Now, the Alaska side of the sea ice picture has been different this summer, to say the least. The ice stayed closed up around Point Barrow, and a couple of weeks ago it stretched all the way across the Chukchi Sea to the Russian side. Eichen says they saw that ice coming from the small area of Canada, where multi-year ice remains.
We did a bunch of ice thickness flights, and so did NASA in particular, and others earlier this year, where we found that there was substantially thicker ice that was moving into the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas out of the high Canadian Arctic. And so that, of course, you know, if you have thicker ice around, just takes longer to melt and get rid of.
Ice conditions were also unusual this spring in the Bering Sea, where the ice stayed around so long that it pretty much wiped out the snow crab season. But it was all first-year ice. Eichen refers to work by the late Leonard Opongaluk Sr., the longtime St. Lawrence Island weather observer, that indicated multi-year ice used to flow through the Bering Strait every year and pile up around the island, but no longer.
You know, he always referred to this as junk ice, you know, ice that really does not give you the kinds of properties or the stability that you'd like to see, you know, if you're a native hunter or if you're a walrus, for that matter, that wants to haul out on that stuff.
The record for sea ice withdrawal was set on September 22nd, 2007. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.